Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, friends and family. This is Dr. Jim Bachman, natural health care practitioner from Greensburg, Pennsylvania. And I know you probably have heard nutritional talks, nutritional seminars, nutritional webinars, and you perhaps it went over your head because it takes some basic understanding. So that's my purpose. That's my goal. I'm initiating a program because I've been doing this now almost 50 years. And I find that my background is in natural health care. I graduated from Palmer University in Davenport, Iowa in 1976. Yes, 1976. And I am very, very happy to be able to share with you the accumulation of those almost five decades. So that is very important to me. So I want to share it with you to make your life easier and perhaps make some changes in your life. Now, before we get started, let me say that we are not treating any diseases. We are not curing any diseases. I am providing you with some information, and that information perhaps may be a lifestyle change. It may be a change in your diet. It may be a change in what you select from the supermarket or however. But our purpose, our goal is to inform you of some information to help make a change because we have been through HELL in the last 18 to 24 months, and worldwide it's been an absolute tragedy that has occurred. So my purpose is to be able to help you as an individual do everything that you can do to help improve your immune function as well as your family and perhaps even neighbors. So that being said, let's start our journey. And I'm going to be doing these presentations once or twice a week. I have been asked by many emails, and you can get me at askingaskingdrjim@gmail. And or if you're on Facebook and if you're hearing this, I put it on Facebook for a reason. And you can get me through Messenger, and then we can go from there. If you have a question, don't hesitate to ask it there, and we'll get you an answer. I am not looking for any wisecracks. I'm not looking for any of that kind of stuff. God knows we're getting enough of that from general news. So I operate and have operated, and my education is in natural health care, and I personally feel and have seen if your body was ever healthy, it has the ability, it has the instructions to get healthy again as long as all the requirements are met. Now that's a big mouthful. So if you don't know what you can do to help yourself, because this is an all health self-help. You have to know the importance. You're the only one that can make the changes. And sometimes the changes are as simple as increasing the healthy water in your digestion. Perhaps it is understanding the significance and the importance in your general health by having the proper foods in your diet that help to promote healthy digestive bacteria. Whether you are aware of this or not, but, you know, according to the scientists, we have, each and every one of us, has more gut bacteria in our body or more bacteria in our body than there are stars in the sky. And that is an awful lot. So you can understand that it's very, very important to be able to replace that. Are you aware that digestion is the first line of defense of your immune system? Now, I certainly hope that's a bit of information that will make a difference. Have you ever noticed that if you are in a stressful situation, and I mean a stressful situation, a day or two later, 24, 36 hours later, you have an attack of a migraine, or you may have a digestive issue, or you may not feel well, all because all those interactions from your digestive system and your stress hormones are not able to respond appropriately, and it creates a problem. So our purpose is to be able to help you understand how that mechanism works. We nowadays, we have some equipment that can help us to understand how that all works and be able to make the little tweaks in our diet and perhaps in our lifestyle that makes a tremendous difference in how our body responds to stress and how we can do everything we can to improve it. So if you have a question, thank you, Ray. If you have a question, don't hesitate to ask it. You can ask it on Messenger, and we'll get you an answer. I don't know every answer. I will tell you that first, but I've worked with lots of folks and had the honor to be able to make some sometimes very minor changes, sometimes very major changes in their diet, in their selection of foods, in their daily activities. When's the best time to exercise? When's the best time to eat food? I do know it's very common in our society in America not to have breakfast. However, breakfast may make the difference in you managing your diabetes better than you are. It may make the difference in you managing your cholesterol levels better than you are. So the more that you can do in a self-help environment, the better off you are. Do you understand? And ask yourself this question. Where does digestion start? Does it start in the stomach? Does it start after that? So, digestion starts in the supermarket, in reality. Have you ever noticed that? And you can challenge this, no problem. If you take a lemon and you smell a lemon, look at a lemon, have you ever noticed that your saliva starts to run? That's the first phase of digestion. Yeah, hard to believe, but absolutely true. And why is that important? Why is that significant? Well, it's significant because if you don't chew your food properly, you don't mix it with saliva, it can be the reason why you're having a lot of these problems with upset stomachs, protein metabolism issues, and everything else that goes along with that. So this little hint just may make the difference, and I certainly hope that it does. Are you into taking supplements? Even the AMA came out about, time flies so fast, I can't remember the exact date, but I believe it was about 5 or 6 years ago, where they did say that our food supply is so poor that we should be taking a supplement. And then the question comes up, well, what's the best? What's not the best? Well, you live in a conundrum of supplements, and that's where your professionals come into play to be able to help untangle that web. Are they scientifically based? Are they listed in the physician's desk reference, where all your medications are listed? So as you can see, this is a significant journey that you and I have to take. And we're going to spend 15 minutes once or twice a week to be able to help you understand it. So ask yourself these questions and be honest with your questions. I find in my almost 5 decades of helping folks with their nutrition and therefore their health that more people understand how their car works than they understand how their body works. It just is mesmerizing to me that folks just don't or aren't educated in the area of how your body works. I find that amazing. My background is in biology and chemistry, which is basically what digestion and elimination is. We add to it different enzymes and things like that, but primarily that's what it is. And then from there, you are, this may sound a little peculiar, but it's absolutely true. You are today what you ate or drank yesterday. So if you don't want to become a jigger of vodka, or you don't want to become sugar, which, as you know, and that it is not the healthiest thing in the world. So those are the things that we're dealing with. So I find when we educate folks and we give them that information, that all of a sudden things start to click. Well, maybe I should get up a half an hour earlier and make a decent breakfast, because it's one of the most important meals for your metabolism. Are you having trouble with your weight? Well, if you don't eat properly in the morning, then your blood sugar level goes crazy the rest of the day, and you can see why the munchies are very difficult to control or to manage. So these are the common sense things. You know, have you had your antioxidant levels checked? Do you know that the number one cause of macular degeneration, and that can lead to blindness if it's not managed properly, the number one cause, according to WHO, the World Health Organization, is low levels of antioxidants in your body. Antioxidants come from where? Fruits and vegetables. So if you're a person who doesn't like your fruits and vegetables, your risk factors are higher. So you see where I'm coming from? Is that you? Ask yourself that question. I don't like carrots. I don't like blueberries. I don't like raspberries. You can go on and on and on and on. But they are here for a reason. So ask yourself these questions. Or if you know someone who's having challenges, why do some folks have digestive issues and other folks don't have digestive issues? So understanding the basics, it helps you as an individual to be able to help swim out of this quagmire. Is quicksand pulling you down to the bottom of your health? So if you can just make some minor changes, and with minor changes, understanding has to happen first, and all of a sudden, boom, the light bulb comes on and says, yeah, maybe I should get up a half an hour early and maybe take a walk or jump on the elliptical for 5 or 10 minutes. Now, again, you have to get the okay from your healthcare practitioner. And once the okay is given, then start making the changes little by little by little. Maybe you don't like to eat things that you should be eating. Well, if that's the case, then perhaps supplemental support would be appropriate. How do you know that? What's the science to measure that? We have technology now that can help us through that journey. But if you don't have it checked, then we're still just guessing, basically. And believe me, there's nothing more important than your health. And if you don't believe me, talk to someone who has some challenges with their health, and their whole life is affected by that. I personally feel and have seen throughout my almost 5 decades in dealing with folks that have issues, that if you don't take care of your health sooner or later, and you violate the basic rules of being healthy, then unfortunately, most of us will pay a heavy price down the road. So over the next weeks, months, we're going to talk about the basics and how you can make some changes in your life. So you can ask yourself the questions. What's my understanding of my health? If you draw a blank, or if you say, I don't know, then shoot me an email or get on Messenger and we'll try to unravel that for you. So it's very important that you understand that nobody's going to make fun of you. I want basic questions and answers. AskingDrJim@gmail.com or Messenger. Have an amazing, healthy day.